Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Bond. Trump's bond. Texas delay. Still unconscious. And stolen ruby slippers. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Trump said he's unable to make his $464 million bond in that absurd fraud case in New York City. One of the goals of this lawfare is to bankrupt Trump. They're getting pretty close. His lawyer said the amount of the judgment with interest exceeds $464 million, and very few bonding companies will consider a bond of anything approaching that magnitude. Trump wrote on Truth Social, the size of the bond is unconstitutional, un-American, unprecedented, and practically impossible for any company, including one as successful as mine. The bonding companies have never heard of such a bond of this size before, nor did they have the ability to post such a bond, even if they wanted to. He's already had to post a $91 million bond as a part of the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. The Supreme Court indeed extended the temporary freeze of the Texas immigration law. They had until last night to extend it, and they did. If they did not, then the law would have gone into effect today. But now it remains paused until Monday. Sam Alito issued the hold, which just gives the court more time to review the briefing. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said the Constitution recognizes that Texas has the sovereign right to defend itself from violent transnational cartels that flood the state with fentanyl, weapons, and all manners of brutality. State officials argued to the court that Texas is the nation's first line defense against transnational violence. And if they're not going to defend the borders, then we have to. Perhaps you've seen the horrific video of a 16-year-old girl getting in a fight at school with a 15-year-old girl, but it wasn't like a fight. Perhaps you had in your school growing up, this larger 15-year-old girl smashed her head into the ground multiple times. She has a fractured skull and has not regained consciousness. This happened 11 days ago. It was at a school outside St. Louis. Her family spokesperson says the full scope and extent of Kaylee's injuries and prognosis for recovery cannot be determined until, with God's grace, she regains consciousness. This is such a knuckleheaded crime. Back in 2005, someone stole the pair of ruby slippers that Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz. Well, a second man was just charged in that crime as well, a 76-year-old man. They admitted to using a hammer to smash the glass case at the Judy Garland Museum in Minnesota in order to pull off, quote, one last score before turning away from their life of crime. Why did they steal them? Because they thought the slippers were made of real rubies. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, it is true beyond a reasonable doubt that a few powerful social media companies, sometimes at the behest of the FBI, suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story. That situation was finally exposed with troubling clarity. So, what else is being censored? Well, how about traditional and conservative voices on network TV talk shows? This conspiracy dwarfs the Hunter masking. There are three network morning programs and five late-night gab fests. When was the last time you saw a right-leaning person on any of them? This is not an accident, nor has it always been this way. Over the years, I have visited network programs 78 times. The appearances almost always went well, and ratings for the shows were high as my crew watched jacking up their usual audiences. That all stopped in November 2016, and it was not an accident. Network chieftains went ballistic after Donald Trump's election. So for almost 8 years, only liberal commentators are welcome on the talk shows. This, of course, is censorship at the highest level. The result is a normalization of pernicious policies, such as little punishment for criminals, racial preferences, and abortion with no limits. Woke culture dominates because of the now heavily restrictive entertainment industry. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. We got Mary Altoro, Norwalk, Connecticut. Bill, you say Biden doesn't work because he doesn't care about anything. Why don't we ever hear about who is really running the White House? I've done this, Mary, a number of times. I'm going to do it one more time for you especially. All right, the chief of staff in the Biden White House, the man named Jeff Zients. Zients. Have you ever heard of him? No. Nobody's ever heard of him. Top counsel is Ed Siskel, S-I-S-K-E-L. And the head of the communications department is Ben LaBolt. Those are the three inside the White House, in the West Wing, that have the most power. And nobody knows anything about them. They are not public in any way. You never hear from them, but they have the power. And outside, Jeffrey Katzenberg, the Hollywood mogul, huge power. Bernie Sanders, the communist senator from Vermont, big power. And there's Biden, and he listens to all this, but the most powerful person is Jill Biden. There you go. Not going to do it again. John Fox, Asheboro, North Carolina. Why can't you, O'Reilly, make the case that Joe Biden is a tax cheat? He's the big guy. How can I make the case? I don't have subpoena power. I don't know his banking things. That's for the Justice Department and Congress to do. How could I do it? I mean, you say he's a tax cheat. Okay, that's your opinion. If you have some documentation, pass it along to me. I can't just do it out of thin air. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 47 years ago today, one of the most beloved sitcoms of all time aired its final episode. The plot featured a female TV producer and her crew at a Minneapolis station. Here is the story of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Miss Moore became famous for her association with Dick Van Dyke. After his series ended in 1966, executives offered the actress her own program. The Mary Tyler Moore Show debuted September 19, 1970. It was an instant hit. Each week, 30 million Americans tuned in to see Mary and her team. During its seven-year run, the program earned 29 Emmys, a record for network television. The last episode aired March 19th, 1977.
And certainly make it all seem worthwhile. Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show, love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have the town, why don't you take it?
After that finale, Mary Tyler Moore moved on to films, winning an Oscar nomination for her performance in the movie Ordinary People. She passed away in 2017 at the age of 80. Ed Asner reprised his role as Lou Grant in a spinoff for CBS. He is the only actor to win Emmys for the same character in both comedy and drama. Asner died in August 2021. Gavin McLeod, Murray Slaughter on the show, went on to play Captain Stubing on The Love Boat. He passed away 2021 at the age of 90. And here's something else you might not know. Mary Tyler Moore's original character in the show was supposed to be a divorcee who moved on to Minneapolis after separating from her husband. CBS squashed the idea, however. According to executives back then, American families would never watch three types of people: New Yorkers, men with mustaches, and divorced women. Back after this.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.